This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. It's episode 120 of Sunday Supplement. With me
120
for 120th time, jabbering in my ear.
Hello.
Is Izzy Lawrence.
Hello, Simon. It's cold, isn't it? Very cold.
Do you know, I was hoping we could get through an entire podcast without talking about how cold it was. We
but
made exactly 15 seconds.
I went before coming to my studio to do this wonderful, wonderful piece of live theatre. I went to my mum's and she was very excited to see me because, you know, she's a lonely old lady and is a professor of sociology at Warwick University. But no, she was very cold and was wrapped up by the wood burner going, "Ah, I'm your poor mother, give me money." And I went outside and checked the thermometer, -9.
I haven't been out today. At all, not even to get a newspaper.
I went out to get a newspaper and I went out to Morrison's rather than Waitrose. I didn't like the experience very much.
Do they have a better class of paper in Waitrose?
They do. They just have the Telegraph in Waitrose.
That's it.
They just have the Telegraph and there's no sense or, you know, smidgen, no corner of a tabloid to be seen. Mainly because they've been in there already and bought all the Sunday mails.
Mainly because people in Waitrose get up early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
But I was in Brighton yesterday and it was freezing there. And Brighton's not fun. It's not fun being by the sea when you can't open your eyes because they're too cold.
Did your eyeballs freeze?
I think they might have frozen shut.
I don't believe you for a minute.
They're amazingly cold. Pretty though, because all the lights were out and
Your eyes were pretty?
No. Well, I suppose they are always pretty, my eyes. They're unlike your eyes, the cold dead eyes of a killer.
I got nice eyes. Yeah, in my fridge.
Got nice eyes,
the people
yeah.
I killed.
Yeah.
So I don't know where you've got this idea that I'm a murderer from.
It's on the news.
It was not on the news.
On the news, it was Janice, the 43-year-old lesbian, kills all of those people.
Right, anyway, I know you got a newspaper, you got it from Morrison's. Which one did you get?
No, tell me which one you got first.
I got the one that was on the doormat this morning, which was the Mail on Sunday.
Oh, that's weird. I got the Sunday Mail.
You got the Sunday Mail?
Yes.
Which is what?
It's the Sunday Mail. It's the best one.
You bought the same newspaper as me?
No, I didn't buy the same. I bought the Sunday Mail.
What's the Sunday Mail?
It's Scotland's newspaper.
It is
Scotland's biggest selling Sunday.
Right.
So
you copied my idea for getting the Birmingham one.
No, I didn't copy you, Simon.
Yeah,
I won, is what I did.
You always copy me.
I don't copy you.
You are a facsimile machine.
A fax machine? I'm a sex machine.
On which note, let's commence battle.
Machines. Is that like the worst episode of Robot Wars ever? A fax machine versus a sex machine. All I got is like contender ready, that sort of thing, and you got a dildo just going rah, 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 and then a fax machine just printing lots of paper off. Where's Sir Killer Lot? Just setting them on fire. In fact, you could set the fax machine paper on fire and then just blast it at the dildo.
It's Cut Out and Keep, where we find the best bits of our paper, which didn't take me very long. Well, it did. It took me forever. I read my paper, my supplements, cover to cover.
I doubt you read any of it. I bet you just looked at the pictures and got angry.
No, cover to cover, all of them, 3 times, found nothing, right? The whole thing, I'm completely apathetic to everything in it. There was nothing good in it, but there was also nothing bad in it. It was just meh.
Give me an example of meh.
All right, there's an article about Tron Legacy.
What's that?
Which is the sequel to the Tron film from the 80s.
What is it?
It's a film.
Is it a film?
Yeah.
Called Tron?
Yeah. You've not heard of Tron. I can't remember seeing Tron, but I'm sure I have. But anyway, what would have been an interesting bit was about how they made Jeff Bridges.
Just made him.
Well, they did. They literally did. They made him act alongside himself as a younger man. So they basically made a CGI version of Jeff Bridges, 25 years younger than him.
That must be really freaky. Because they did that with me, it would just be a baby.
Yeah.
Going, Izzy wins.
It would also be really weird if you were in the Tron films.
It would be a bit weird. And also, I don't think, even as a baby, I would have been a very good actor.
Well,
I'd be a method actor. I'd just thrown stickle bricks at them.
You'd have just sat there in your own shit, crying.
No,
You'd have been very good in train spotting.
Shut up. I was not a heroin addict as a baby. My mum did give me alcohol, but I was not a heroin addict.
But that should have been an interesting article, right, about Tron, but it's not, because it's saying, oh, this is really, really impressive technology and how they did it, and it's never been done before. And they said what they did, they drew dots on Jeff Bridges' face and then sculpted a CGI version of Jeff Bridges' younger face onto him.
Right, so it wasn't like he had to mainline a load of heroin.
No, it's exactly what they did to the guy on the Pirates of the Caribbean. Bill Nighy.
What, Bill Nighy? No, yeah. They didn't. I keep telling you that's the only film Bill Nighy hasn't been CGI'd in. Every other film, he's CGI'd except that one. He is a squid-faced man.
Well, they also did it in Terminator 3.
There was no Bill Nighy in Terminator 3.
I don't mean Terminator 3. I mean the new Terminator, Terminator Revelations, or Terminator and the Philosopher's Stone, or whatever it's called. What's it called? Terminator...
Sticklebricks.
No, it's not Stickle... Why are you obsessed with Sticklebricks?
Because I've just remembered Sticklebricks. They're like Lego, except crap.
Yeah, they weren't very good. I did prefer Lego. So, yeah, not a good article, but not a terrible article.
Terminator, then Terminator back on again.
No. It's not an IT error.
I think it is an IT error. I think that basically explains the entire plot of Terminator being an IT. It's a bit like The Matrix in that sense.
This prevarication is an error 404. Suggesting to me that you haven't got anything interesting
to talk about. Oh, I've got brilliant. Rubbish. I've got feeling cranky. Because who else are the Scottish supplements going to talk about?
The Crankies.
Yay!
They're swingers, aren't they?
Well, it doesn't talk about that.
They are. Apparently in their autobiography, they talk about how they're swingers. I don't think Jeanette dressed up as Jimmy during it. I hope not.
If you don't know who the Crankies are, do you want to explain who the Crankies are?
The Crankies are a middle-aged Scottish man stood next to a middle-aged Scottish woman who's on her knees, dressed as a schoolboy. And so she's got shoes on her knees, and she's called Jimmy, and she's a boy, and she says, fan dabby dozy. And that's pretty much all I remember.
To be fair, she's not on her knees. She's just small, Simon.
No, she stood on her knees.
There are pictures of her here, not on her knees.
I'm sure she's on her knees. I'm sure that's the joke.
One of her on her back. Ugh. Oh, yeah. But no, it's talking about, because they're doing Panto in, they're doing Aladdin. At the SECC, which is somewhere in Scotland. But they talk about, back in 2004, you see, Jeanette, well, that's the wee Jimmy Cranky's name, Jeanette Tough. Cool. She basically was locked in a box and dropped and suffered a fractured skull and broke her collarbone, two ribs, and perforated her eardrum. And so they're talking about that sort of night and how Mr. Cranky, Ian, basically had to wait in the desperate waiting in the hospital. Well, he was dressed as a lady.
Why was she put in a box and dropped as part of the panto?
Yeah, but the dropping part was not part of the panto.
I see.
Right. It was a mechanical stage prop collapsed with her inside it. So it wasn't a good thing.
No.
But the more you think about it, the more you mustn't laugh.
Was she dressed as Jimmy Cranky?
Yes.
In the box?
She was dressed as Jimmy Cranky in the hospital.
And he was dressed as a maid or something.
She's like, when they took me to the infirmary, the nurses didn't know whether to put me in the children's ward or the geriatric ward.
Oh, God. Oh, dear Lord.
It's brilliant, isn't it? Anyway, they talk about like all their history and stuff and how they started in 1969 and didn't get the first big break until 1979 and then suddenly realised they were famous and didn't really understand it. Then did children's TV and were put out to pasture pretty much. But what's really nice about it is that they talk about the sort of like current levels of expectations of fame and all these people trying to get famous and they sort of had no interest in that. All they were interested in was working.
The technology from my art school renders their act redundant. They could have a CGI version of Jeanette Cranky.
The 1990s renders their act redundant.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Is it any different than The X Factor these days?
Well, no, I mean, it's better than The X Factor, to be fair. To be fair, it's effectively Top Gear without James May.
Okay, you win by a mile.
Yay! But yeah, if you haven't checked out the Crankies, check out the Crankies. They're amazing. Fan dabby dozy.
Does that mean I'm the schoolboy in this analogy?
Simon, if one of us is playing someone's father and one of us is playing somebody's 43-year-old lesbonic son, that would be you.
Dabby Dozy. It's Article or Farcical.
Now, I win because I refrained from doing an accent. And you just did one.
You've got an accent.
I don't have
You
an
said
accent.
Accent, therefore you must have an accent.
I didn't say accent. I'm still ill.
Oh, yeah.
I was ill last week.
Well,
you
rubbish excuse. This is where Izzy will read out four headlines, three of which she has found in her papers, and one of which she has made up. I got it right, just. And
right,
it's my job to decide which one's the farcical.
Yes, which one's the one I
amongst
made up.
Okay. The articles.
Are you ready, Simon?
Yeah.
Number one. Stay at the auction to the bitter end.
The bitter end. Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's always a bargain at the end.
Indeedy.
Wow.
Always stay at the auction to the bitter end.
The bitter end.
Okay, number two. Bright ideas will cushion the cost.
Is this about cushions?
Yeah.
Okay. Cushion the cost of what?
Home, like, niceness.
So rather than redoing the whole house, just get some cushions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number three. Our recipe for kitchen success.
That's not even a pun.
Recipe for success. Kitchen success. It's a recipe.
Yeah, whatever.
And the last one. Hairs of the dog. Hairs of the dog.
And that's about what?
It's a vacuum cleaner you can buy to vacuum your dog.
To vacuum your dog whilst you're
it's
drunk.
It's amazing, yeah. Literally, get a vacuum cleaner, special dog vacuum cleaner, and vacuum your dog.
That would be a better pun if it was a hangover cure.
Yes.
Right, they're all rubbish.
Yeah.
I have nothing to talk about with them. You've done a really bad
vacuuming
job this week.
Vacuuming the dog.
It's not that funny.
Vacuuming a dog isn't funny.
Not really, no.
Getting a vacuum.
I've seen a YouTube video of someone vacuuming their cat. And I've seen another one of a cat washing its head under a tap and then licking its lips to get a drink.
That's weird. That's not a cat.
It's quite sensible.
No, it's not sensible, Simon. Otherwise, you'd do it.
That's how I drink water.
Is that when you're in the shower? Do you stick your tongue out and go, num, 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 soapy,
yeah.
Num, 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 num.
Yeah, quite literally. That is exactly what I do. I'm going to say hairs of the dog is the one you've made up because you seem far too pleased with it.
It's vacuuming a dog. And I didn't make it up. It's in here. Silly thing. No, the first one's the one I made up. Stay at the auction to the bitter end.
The bitter end.
Yeah, I've got a cold as well, so I thought, that'll work.
Yeah, didn't really, did it?
Vacuuming a dog.
It's time to bury our faces in the inbox of Hotmail.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
No.
Dear Janice.
What? Oh, it's you.
I realise you are a 43-year-old lesbian, but I am a single guy looking for a date. Please get in touch. That's from Dave in Prestatyn. No.
Oh.
I do not want to go on a date with Dave from Prestatyn.
Dave. Why are you so mean to Dave?
I'm not mean to Dave. He's being mean to me.
He's not being mean to you. He thinks you're called Janice. I put you on hot or not. I got really upset earlier this week because I had basically spent the entire day in bed, ill, not that you care, and I was feeling like I hadn't done anything with my life. So in order to redress the balance, I went on hotornot.com and gave every single picture I saw a 10, even when they weren't a 10.
Did you at any point go, I can't give that person a 10?
No, no, no. The worse they looked, the more good I felt giving them a 10.
So you were just being patronising.
I wasn't being patronising, I was being nice.
You're being patronising.
I was not, because I was thinking, no, they deserve a 10. Just because I don't find them that hot doesn't mean that they aren't. And they're obviously suffering from self-esteem. And some of the pictures I think are put up there by mean people.
Yeah, what you've done there is you've stumbled upon the inherent flaw of hotornot.com, isn't it?
What?
That. It doesn't matter if anyone thinks you're hot or not.
I think the internet would be a lot better place if people weren't so honest and cruel in their ratings of hotness.
Or notness.
I think hotornot.com should be impossible for people to play because I think that everybody would automatically give any picture a 10 because they're nice.
You want a world of liars.
No, I want a world of polite people.
Basically what you're saying is you put your photo up and you've got about an average rating
Shut
of 4.
Up. Shut up. Dear Sunday Supplements.
That's us.
Who did Simon kill? I plan to bring him to justice. Sherlock.
Oh, right, it's not from Judge Dredd.
No.
Okay, I didn't kill anyone.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Just admit it.
No.
Go to prison, you'll feel better.
I shot a sheriff or something, I don't know.
Did you shoot the deputy?
Of course I didn't. That would be mitigating, and I'd end up with a longer sentence.
This is a very long sentence.
That's quite a short sentence, actually.
We got invited to Australia, Simon. Why don't we talk about that?
We didn't really get invited to Australia at all. Someone on a tweet mentioned that we should get invited to Australia.
That's
I suspect
the same
they
thing.
Think we're convicts. They've
well,
heard
you
the
are.
Murder story.
You murdered exactly. Someone. We've got to send you to Australia right now.
If you want to write to us, it's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
Yes. But no more stuff about Simon being a murdering lesbian because he gets precious about it. He thinks we know too much about his personal life.
It's the randomizer skyzer, which is my chance to prove that everything in my supplements is nah. So you can choose between you, supplement of the year, or live or live. We do know which one it's called, but we can't remember if it's live or live.
So it's probably live.
Or live.
Live.
Which one do you want?
Live. Live. You. I'll go with you.
Okay. On the front cover is Cher.
Not the Cher, but the other Cher from X Factor Cher.
No. No, the Cher.
The Cher.
The actual
right.
Iconic one.
Right.
Who's being upfront about her aging, apparently. Right, between page 1 and 130.
I'll go with 126 then.
126 is an advert for cat food.
Okay, 26 then.
26 is an advert for cat food. No.
Really?
Kooky Cuts. This is how to unleash your inner bohemian with makeup and fragrance that doesn't follow the crowd.
Jesus.
So here's something that 1,000 million people are going to buy, but you will be unique and individual.
I don't understand why all the clothing ones at the moment don't just go, here's millet, stay warm.
Yeah, quite.
It's still like, buy these opaque tights and, no, it's cold, you should wrap up. Granny should take over the fashion sections of the magazine.
It's not
a
coincidence that we wrap up all our toys at Christmas, is it?
Exactly.
Pick another page. I promise you it'll be there.
Okay, 50.
50. This is people listing their favourite things.
So brown paper packages tied up with string.
Simple pleasures, this is. Ribbons of golden honey on freshly baked bread. Gossip is an act of pleasure. I grow plants to connect with nature. So there you go, I've proved it. What have you got?
I got 7 days, and it goes from page 1 to 40.
Right, page 4.
Okay.
Should have gone for 3, shouldn't I? I'm an idiot.
Page 4 is the feeling cranky article. Can't have that.
All right, well, page 3 then.
Page 3. It has lucky sevens. Oh, these are all the competition stuff. So you can go sit pretty with £100 bioconcept voucher, win a meal at Vujon, 5 mega games. Oh, Cat Harvey. It's 10 days into Robin Hood rehearsals at the Pavilion as Friar Nip and Tuck. It's my duty to share the laughs. This could have been the best ever fly on the wall documentary. Taking the lead role, oh dear, is the 57-year-old comic Jim Davidson.
Oh.
I wasn't sure if I was going to like Jim, but he's an entertaining team player who bought everyone lunch on day one. Always a winning move for a fat monk.
I win. You've got Davidson. I win. It's time to flop out the humdongers. And I have the mail on Sunday, so therefore, by default, I have to enter Piers Morgan. Oh, that sounded really wrong. But you know what I mean. But even Piers Morgan is pretty inoffensive this week.
Did he talk about his chocolate face?
No.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember how his wife served guests a chocolate face of his pudding?
I remember that. But he's talking about how people shouldn't really be having a go at Gillian McKeith on Twitter and thinking it'd be better off if she was dead. Talking about how Camilla would probably be an alright queen. Talking about book sales from Alan Sugar. There's nothing offensive about it. He gets a bit upset that someone thought he was Jeremy Clarkson. But nothing that made me go, you cunt.
Even I would get offended if somebody thought I was Jeremy Clarkson.
There's an argument he has with his family about whether you say scallop or scallop.
Scallop.
Scallop. Everyone says scallop. He's the only person that says scallop, apparently.
Scallop is like something a horse would do if you shot it in the leg.
Maybe. So, yeah, inoffensive, but not really humdongerish.
I've got Show Home Chic with Amanda Keenan, And it's got a picture of her. And it's actually the picture of her that gives it away. Because basically, there's a picture of this hideous flat, which is all like beige and cream with velour sofas and stuff, overly big furniture and wackiness, no books anywhere. So you're just like, ah, live here. And the wallpaper's got gold on it. Everything's got something slightly gold on it and it's slightly beige. And I'm thinking, who on earth would think this looks good? Why would anybody pick these colours, all brown and beige and pink and gold? And then you look at her face and it's her face. It's just her face. She's got blonde hair and she's got that sort of like goldy sort of Christmassy makeup on and she looks exactly like the room.
So she's living inside her own face.
I don't think she's living there. I think she's an interior designer.
She wants other people to live inside her own face.
I think she just does show homes that nobody ever lives in.
Wow. It sounds like a cake.
Not a nice cake. It looks a bit like a box of Terry's All Gold.
Possibly, but I wouldn't mind living inside that. At least there'd be chocolate.
No, there's no chocolate. There's no books, Simon. And also what's really silly is they've got a lamp plugged in and they haven't tidied the wire away. They've obviously just unwrapped the lamp because the wire's really jaggedy and you're thinking, at least if you're gonna do a show home, tidy the wires away. We're not boys, come on. Effort. It's detail like that that upsets me.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week, and for once it's Izzy. Without any argument. I had nothing. I've got nothing, man.
Viv and Nick float your boat with a delicate orchid tea light display.
You can't just keep chucking articles at me.
But no, it's quite a nice newspaper, the Sunday Mail.
Is it really?
It's all right, yeah. Really? I mean, what's nice is that the supplements are a big size. They're in their own little sections. They're not like, you know, part of the paper, which annoys me. They flop out like they're meant to. Yeah, it's good, you know. And they've got Justin and Colin, that's a bad thing. But other than that, and everybody's slightly Scottish, but the article about the crankies was lovely.
So, the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was the Sunday Mail, not the Mail on Sunday.
Yeah.
So the Mail wins, whatever, really. So I win, really, because mine's the Mail on a Sunday and yours is the Mail on a Sunday. So I win. So the newspaper you should have bought was my paper, but from Scotland, without any of my bits in it. Not that I put my bits in paper.
No, that's paper mache.
Have I done that, have I?
I imagine you have, if you're a boy.
But no, what, all boys wrap their testicles in papier mache?
Yeah, right? And then they pop them.
No.
With a pin.
No, you have a very skewed view of young boys. Is this a result of going to an all-girls school, do you think?
I think it might be. We did that to the art teacher. He wasn't happy.
You did not pin the art teacher down and cover his genitals in gooey newspaper.
Yes, we did. And then we popped them with a pin. And then he was known as Miss Jones.
You're full of crap.
Shut up.
Join us next week. We have papers and waffle.
Waffle? Yeah. Oh, waffles would be good in this weather.
I haven't had a waffle for a long time. Maybe we should have one in Channings when you're in Bristol next.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah,
we could do that because we could park up the hill because I've got a gig in Bristol on Thursday, readers. It's going to be brilliant because I get to meet up with Simon and I'll have new cut hair.
New cut hair.
I know, I have my hair cut on Tuesday and I'm seeing Simon on Thursday. It's a busy week. That's about as busy as my week gets these
days.
This
is probably a conversation we should have off mic. So
Shit it. Let's waste their time. I have to have these conversations with you like every single bloody day. Why can't we waste a reader's time?
Because they've got better things to do. So go and do those things, readers.
Is your car still making that funny noise?
Oh, shut up. We'll see you next week. Cheerio.
Have a good week.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.